We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with Dustin Hawkinsmith, and it's quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And sure, the regular season is fun and all, but only one thing can compare to the excitement of basketball's playoffs, and that's having skin in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Basketball has made its way through the regular season. Now it's time to crown a champion, and DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you in the center of the action. Plus, don't forget about hockey's playoffs. DraftKings Sportsbook is offering great odds and promotions all week long to help you make it rain. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and be sure to use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all users can get a $10 free bet when placing a bet of $20 or more on all first-round playoff action. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook is going all out by offering a $10 free bet when placing a bet of $20-plus dollars on all first-round playoff action. Again, that's promo code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Dustin, this is our final quarter. We had plenty to talk about. We still have more to go. And what I want to ask you about is what is going on currently, which is we're seeing all of these letters from the different teams, from the players' parents to the Big Ten Conference, and they're getting a lot of publicity using social media. That's the great thing with social media. They put something out like that, everybody knows about it. And also, just on Sunday, Justin Fields, probably the most high-profile player in the Big Ten, he comes out with hundreds of thousands of people have already signed, saying, let us play football. Any chance these have any effect on the Big Ten?
I don't give them much of a chance, Jim, but for me, I mean, Justin Fields, the position that he's in to recognize that his voice matters in this, I think it's tremendous leadership to fight for a cause that he believes in and to try to rally support around it. Because if you had an offensive lineman from Northwestern put that petition together, you're not going to get, as of Sunday night, it was 205,000 and counting. I don't know where it's at on Monday. You're not going to drum up the same level of support or notoriety or awareness. So I think he's fighting for what he believes in and what he is asking for. Just at face value makes a lot of sense. I don't know that it's going to appeal to the practicality and the pragmatic side of people who made this decision in the first place. But it gives everybody at least a fighting chance to be heard and to, in a best case scenario, get the Big Ten to reevaluate. I don't think that's going to happen. I think the request for more information is likely to happen. I would hope that this happens this week. And that request was made by Penn State parents and others of the Big Ten. Tell us why. That's one attainable goal from this. I don't think the Big Ten's going back, unfortunately. If they made a data-driven decision in the first place, they're not going to reverse it on a emotional or heartfelt basis. On the other side, the only way they're going to reverse it is if there's a compelling case by the numbers or by studies or by doctors or by other medical pros that suggests that they made the decision too soon. And I don't see that coming down the pike anytime soon either.
Well, I've seen some things on Twitter and elsewhere that says the study that they use is actually flawed.
Yeah.
Now, since I saw this on social media, you know it must be true, Dustin. But I have a concern that even if they can take the fact-based decision and show that it wasn't the best decision, that the facts that you're going by are questionable, I would think that the Big Ten presidents are the type of folks who would find it very hard to say, okay, we were wrong. We're going to change our minds. And I do think that's a factor.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to find leaders who are humble enough to do that, who don't have the ego or the pride or whatever. I mean, it's hard to find that. And I don't think this particular subset of leaders is in that camp.
No, I don't think they are, but I'm giving it hope because I'm leading with my heart instead of my head. So just dangling out there for me, that possibility that we could still have football means something to me. Dustin, I want to go, a step further now, and let's assume that there is not football in the fall. Could we have football in the spring? Is it realistic?
I really don't know. I mean, you've seen, and we haven't even gotten into the proposals of the coaches because, those are smaller than the issues that we've discussed for most of this show, Jeff Brohm and others, but Ryan Day. I don't think Ryan Day has really outlined a proposal point by point quite like Jeff Brohm did, but you see the challenges there too. So Jeff Brohm's proposal, for example, is an 8-game season that starts in February, training camp in February, runs through the playoff, which would be a wrap up in mid-May. Then the 2021 season will be a 10-game season that starts at the beginning of October. I think it's doable in that way, but you have some convincing to do. Again, no matter what the Big Ten players would say that they would want for themselves, you have some convincing to do on paper that says we're going to expose these kids to two seasons that unfold, at least for the most part, in 2021. So that's going to be the tough sell. And if the Big Ten players, we'll see if their voice matters at all as we approach the actual start of the fall season. But Their voice doesn't seem to count very much in how they're making this decision now. So it might not matter that much then. There's obviously a lot of logistical stuff to try to work out, but it all boils down to that. Do you want to have college athletes who, other than the scholarship, are not they're not compensated employees of the university? Do you want to have them playing X number of games in that short amount of time? It's unprecedented. No matter how you try to nip and tuck and shorten seasons and try to squeeze things in, you're asking on paper a lot of these kids. And I'm not sure schools will do that. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong on either front. I hope I'm wrong and that Big Ten players and parents are able to actually get the Big Ten to reevaluate their decision. And or I hope I'm wrong that the spring season isn't too difficult to pull off, but both of them might be what I would say long shots. I don't know. I mean, the spring season is more likely than the Big Ten reevaluating.
Well, one of the things I look at it, Dustin, especially if you shorten the season both in the spring and in the fall, you delay it. I do think Brohm's plan is very realistic, but just the fact that you have so many people saying, hey, the health of the players is at issue if you were to do that, to play in the spring and the fall. Again, the question is the players' health and well-being that way.
Right.
Isn't it a little hypocritical if you do that after you said we're not playing in the fall? Why? The health and well-being of the players. So I would think it would also be a PR nightmare for that reason.
Right. It's the whole separate thing again. Now you're going to ask him to sign waivers to limit a university's liability if they were to get hurt because the probability goes up. You're right back. It's the same position. It's a different health issue, but it's the same position, same logic that universities would use. Maybe they'll get another study done that discusses the threat of injury in that scenario. And if it says the same thing, now you're in the exact same spot. Would they make the decision differently? I doubt it.
Well, and the other part of this whole discussion, Dustin, that we haven't gotten to at all are all of the ramifications. And this is another thing that when you start to say, oh, it's the player's health, that's the most important thing in making the decision to cancel in the fall, I get the feeling that these school presidents have given no thought at all to the ramifications of potentially players transferring immediately so they could go to a conference where they're playing. How about eligibility of players? How about if you said, well, gee, the Big Ten's not playing, we won't count this season, so all the players are eligible to come back. Oh, wait a minute, though. We've got the freshmen coming in. What about that 85-player scholarship limit? What do you do with that in the Big Ten versus, say, the Southeast Conference, which is playing? They've got a total mess on their hands no matter what they decide going forward, don't they?
Yeah, if you think about this, like, let's say you're in a canoe and you just have one hole pop up after another that you're trying to plug, this is what's going to happen. This is the ripple effect of making a big decision that has so many complex, things that come off of it. The NCAA vaguely addressed the eligibility thing. It seems like they're going to do something on that front for players who are impacted by this, just like they did for spring sport athletes. That back then, they essentially shifted the financial responsibility. Is your school going to do it or not? We're allowing them to. Penn State did. So you might have that dynamic again. Will you pay for another year of scholarship? If so, you're going to have to go do some fundraising and do that. But when it comes to recruiting, when it comes to, as you mentioned, the whole like potential for a mass transfer, that I'm very curious about. That's the thing that I'm most curious about. If in fact the Big 12, the ACC, the SEC, they all play, is the NCAA just going to shut down any request to transfer without penalty? Because you've seen their process for that so far, which seems silly at best. You've seen a lot of what looks like very good cases to move closer to home with mom who has cancer or grandma who's passing away or whatever. Or, there's all kinds of those transfer requests being denied. But then you see, for example, Justin Fields transfer from Georgia to Ohio State for what is glaringly football related. That transfer gets approved. Now you're going to put the NCAA in a position to evaluate even more transfers. I don't know what's going to come of that, but I do think that you're right. This is going to get a whole lot messier before it ever gets cleaner.
And how quickly will lawyers get involved if a player, let's say, any player from the Big Ten says, hey, my entire income going forward is based on my performance this year, and the Big Ten team is denying me that right to play. How fast will a lawyer take that on, Dustin?
There will be lawsuits. You cost my client. If he accomplished X, Y, and Z his senior season, he could have made this much money. It's your fault. You're going to see it.
Exactly. All right, Dustin. That's it. We're going to have plenty of time over the coming weeks to talk about these things more. Thank you very much, Dustin, and thank you, folks, for listening. Be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. The basketball playoffs are here. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all users can get a $10 free bet when placing a bet of $20 or more on all first-round playoff action. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.